FBI witness confirms on stand in Hunter Biden's trial, the laptop is real. By Wendell Hasebo on June 4, 2024. Witness Erica Jensen, an FBI agent, confirmed the authenticity of Hunter Biden's infamous laptop during the second day of his gun trial on Tuesday. Breitbart News' Emma Jo Morris, formerly of the New York Post, first reported the laptop from Health Story in October 2020. It was immediately spun by the establishment media as Russian disinformation. The DOJ previously asserted its authenticity in court filings, but prosecutors asked Jensen to confirm its authenticity before the jury because it plays an important evidentiary role. The laptop contains WhatsApp messages, iMessages, and text messages related to the case. The DOJ confirmed the laptop was Hunter's by determining that he left it at a computer store and that the contents matched what authorities obtained via a search warrant of Hunter's iCloud, as Breitbart News reported in January. In court, Jensen inspected the laptop, which was in an evidence bag, and explained how the FBI authenticated it. When Jensen grasped the machine, Melissa Cohen Biden, Hunter's wife, shook her head and spoke to Hollywood lawyer Kevin Morris, who was next to her, according to court reporters. Hunter's prosecutor also introduced as evidence an invoice for $85 that Hunter received from the Mac shop, CNN reported. This is the laptop that was recovered from the computer store, she, Jensen, said. When asked how she was able to confirm the laptop's authenticity, Jensen said the serial number on the back of the laptop matches the serial number provided in Apple Incorporated's subpoena response for records. Jensen appeared to be making a point of looking at the jury while she explained the concept of iCloud data and how the FBI obtains the data by warrants. The jurors appeared engaged, a few were taking notes, but most simply listened. Hunter was wearing glasses and appeared to be taking notes when not whispering with his lawyers. The witness told the jury that between Hunter's laptop, phone, and tablet, 18,000 pages of messages, photos, and videos were uncovered, for NBC News. Only 75 pages are relevant to the trial. Shortly after the New York Post broke the laptop story in 2020, CNN reporter Natasha Bertrand wrote the infamous and now discredited Politico story that used dozens of former Intel officials to push a false and misleading narrative about the origins of Hunter's laptop. It took the establishment media well over a year to admit the story was false. Hunter's laptop holds authentic communications that can be verified, the Washington Post admitted in March 2022, after not pursuing the story for 532 days. CNN also finally admitted Hunter's laptop from hell was authentic more than 500 days after the initial story broke on October 24, 2020, notably calling it Russian disinformation and made up at the time. After nearly 2 years, the New York Times admitted the emails from Hunter's laptop were his, Breitbart News reported. 15 media personalities claimed Hunter's laptop emails were likely Russian propaganda. Perhaps most famously, CBS News reporter Leslie Stahl falsely told President Donald Trump in 2020 that Hunter's laptop from hell could not be verified. President Joe Biden and his press secretary also gave inaccurate statements about the laptop's origin. Joe Biden, overwhelming evidence from the intelligence community suggested it was Russian disinformation. Joe Biden, Hunter's laptop was just a smear campaign and a bunch of garbage. Jen Psaki, the laptop was a part of broad range of Russian disinformation. The case is United States v. Hunter Biden, number 24-1703 in the United States Court of Appeals for the Third Circuit. Wendell Hasebo is a political reporter with Breitbart News and a former GOP war room analyst. He is the author of Politics of Slave Morality. Follow Wendell on X @WendellHasebo or on Truth Social @WendellHasebo.